Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, y'all. It is Sunday night, October 25th. I just earlier this afternoon finished recording an interview with an upcoming guest. And as I'm getting ready to record my intro ads, do some more work for the night before the week starts so I can get ahead, I just started thinking about life. I posted an Instagram story where I shared that this podcast is really just the beginning of what I want to do. I always talk about the fact that I'm multi-passionate, and this podcast is not it. This podcast is something I started to chronicle my journey to figure out what I wanted to go from side hustle to full-time with and exploring ideas. And I haven't done as much of that, but just know that I'm working through ideas as we speak. I'm always thinking through, okay, what do I really want to pursue with my whole heart? I don't want to leave this earth without going after one of these other ideas that I have. And right now I'm vying between, like, two ideas are really vying for my attention. One that I've dreamed about since I was a young girl, and another one that has just really become a recent obsession in the last 5 years. So as I'm thinking through all of this, I started to think about, man, I sometimes think it's so surreal that classmates of mine from different schools, whether that's high school or college or my master's program, will reach out to me and say stuff like they admire me or just congratulate me and stuff like that. And I remember what it was like to be at that stage in my life and always feel like somehow I just wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing, or I wasn't getting it right. Sometimes even feeling like a downright failure. Let me elaborate a little bit more. So if I could go back and share something with my 18-year-old self or my 29-year-old self, here's what I would share. I would say, get comfortable with feeling weird. Be okay with feeling weird, strange, or different. And those ages, 18 and 29, are significant because those are the ages when I started my undergraduate program and my master's program, respectively, my graduate program, respectively. At those ages, despite everything I'd been through at those particular moments in my life, as I started those journeys, you know, starting a new school, getting to know people, getting to know myself as I'm going through the curriculum and trying to figure out what I will do with that degree, I can distinctly remember moments where I kind of was shrinking myself. I won't even say kind of, where I was shrinking myself. I didn't want to be different. I didn't want to stand out. I didn't want to be seen as weird, uncool, any of those things. I wanted to kind of just blend, go with the flow, be one of the folks. And as I look back, that hindered me in many ways. So the reason that I was heartbroken at times, or that I felt sad at times, was because something happened to me, whether that was I didn't have the traditional, and I put that in quotes, the traditional path of an MBA student when I was in my graduate program from a master's in of business administration. I couldn't sum up what I wanted to do in a neat little box. I couldn't fit into these career paths that had tracks where people had, you know, after classes, there were programs, there were clubs you could join, consulting. You know, I would go to these camps for brand management. And I always had this sense that I don't fit here. I don't belong here. But I didn't want anyone to know that. I wanted a job. I didn't want to stand out. So I kind of shrunk that part of myself because I was trying to figure out, okay, which one of these boxes can I kind of sort of slide into, because I was not okay with being different. And if I had just embraced the fact that, listen, girl, you have some other interests going on in your mind, why not explore that and see where that leads you? If I had just explored that, I would have saved myself a lot of time, and I could have gotten to the business of getting closer to my destiny and my purpose much faster. That's not to say I want to change anything or speed up life. Everything was meant to happen. In my case, in my belief, I do believe that everything that has happened has taught me something. There are experiences that, you know, were kind of painful. I'm like, man, I kind of would have tweaked that experience if I could. I kind of would have done some things differently. However, it really taught me something. It taught me that from this point forward, I have to embrace my quirkiness, my differences, my introversion, the way being introverted and spending a lot of time in my thoughts allows me to be creative, allows me to, you know, get energy that I then can pour into these moments when I have to be extroverted and I have to go out there and do these things that require me to be on a stage and what have you. I just want to tell someone today, embrace your weirdness, embrace your difference. You are different. You're thinking different than other people for a reason. One moment that stands out to me is when I was an MBA student at Michigan. Again, that was my master's of business administration. I always say that because I don't know if everyone knows. So that was my graduate program, master's degree. And I remember a classmate asking me, so what are you interested in? What do you want to do? Because I don't think I ever quite got that from you. And I kind of froze up in that moment. I was trying to tell her, I want to go into tech. Because at that point I'd interned at Google between my first and second year. And I found myself in this familiar place of just trying to sum myself up really quickly and in a way that she could understand. And looking back, I'm like, why was I doing that? Why couldn't I just say, you know what? I'm really happy to be in business school because it's helping me to see see the world through a business lens that I've never really looked at the world in before. I've always stayed on the creative side of things. I've shied away from numbers. I've felt intimidated by certain business topics, and I'm glad to finally be immersing myself in this. I know that one day I would love to start my own business. I know that I'm really interested in marketing and creative things, but I don't know what I want to do with all that yet. I don't know what kind of job really encompasses all of that, but I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. And I know that at some point the dots will start connecting. I wish that had been my answer. And so I hope I'm giving someone else permission today to say such things. I hope I'm giving someone else permission to own your particular moment in your journey and to not try to speed it up, to not try to rush it, to not try to pretty it up so other people can grasp it easily and so you don't have to sit through the look of confusion on their face or the questions, the follow-up questions, or need to feel validated by them. You don't. They don't have to get it. Just move right on. You don't owe them an explanation.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
You don't have to answer anybody's question. You don't owe anybody a response. I'm here to give you that permission to know that, to recognize that. And let me fill you in on a little secret. A lot of people who are able to answer those questions quickly, like, what do? What do you want to do? What's your passion? All of that kind of stuff. What do you want to do in 5 years? A lot of people who can answer those questions are lying their ass off. They are bullshitting so hard, you guys. For example, on the path to business school, there's this running joke that, you know, you pick a story and you stick with it like that. You know, everyone will say, oh, what do you want to do? What are you writing your essay about? And you're like, such and such. And that's my story. And I'm sticking to it. And it's a big joke because what happens is you start writing your essays, especially if you're in a program, you know, that's preparing you for business school. You start writing your essays pretty quickly because a lot of schools have similar essay prompts. And even though there might be little smaller questions that are different in between that, at some point you have to write a your why kind of essay. And for most people, your why essay is going to go through many revisions. So many revisions that at the point that you're on your fifth or sixth draft, there's no way that you're starting over from scratch with a new story. Even if you discover in the process that you actually want to do something different, that even if you discover new truths about your why, you ain't changing that essay. So what happens is a lot of people who have their story memorized, they are lying. All they're doing is regurgitating a memorized story. They don't even know if they want to do that. They don't even remember what's true and what's false anymore because they have written this so many times. They have said it so many times in an interview. They come into that environment with this rehearsed story. And what really shakes people up is the moment when they graduate, they're in that rehearsed dream, and they realize, oh shit, this is not what I want to be doing. This was a cute story for an essay, and this was a cute story when I just wanted to be able to neatly show everyone what my next steps were. Okay, I went to school, I graduated, I got the offer, blah, 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 blah. And that moment when you break out of that box, it can either be really scary or really liberating. So I also want to give you guys permission to liberate yourself from that box as soon as possible. Okay, do not make up and memorize a story and not actually spend time with yourself doing the deeper work to explore what it is you really want to do, because you will waste a lot of time just sleepily going down a path like a robot because it's easy and it makes sense to others. It will cause you a lot of heartache in the end. So even if you have to pick a story and stick with it to get into a certain program, to get a certain job, right? Still do that inner work on your downtime, on your weekends, in the evenings, at some time when you can. I implore you, because like it or not, that deeper work needs to be done, or you're going to end up in a job you hate, or you're going to end up starting a business that then makes you feel like you're a slave to the business when you want to enjoy what it is you do. A lot of times, another story that people make up is that it's always fun to work where you work, or it's always fun to be in business for yourself. And neither one of those things are true. When you're working, work is called work for a reason. That's, you know, one of my favorite things that an old boss once said to me. He said, if this felt all rosy and zen every day that you came in here, it wouldn't be called work. However, when you have something in you that makes you have those moments where you say, ah, this is why I do what I do, that's what keeps you going. So that's why it's important to do that inner work, so that those moments where you are either working for someone else or working in your own business and you hit a wall and you're frustrated, how you'll know if you're in the right place or on the right path is when you have the moments that say, oh, that's right. This is why I'm doing this. This is the deeper connection that I have to this work that I'm doing. And this is why it gives me ultimately a sense of pride to be doing this work. The final lie that can happen is the lie that sometimes, I don't even know where this one comes from, but it's like this lie that you're always on the journey, on the path to success, on the journey to what you ultimately will find more pleasure doing, that you're going to enjoy every single one of those roles, and you're not. So if you're starting out early in your career and, you know, you think your job sucks, or you hate your boss, or you don't like what's going on, please remember that this is just a phase. This is just a stage of life. I cannot tell you how quickly my 20s went by. There are moments when I thought that, I mean, I had a mid-20s crisis. I quit, you know, after discussions, long back and forth, I finally decided that I could not take this anymore where I was. And I'm not going to belabor and talk about what job that was, but I had a meltdown and moment where I said, I have to get out of here. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go home and live with my parents. I know not everyone has that that privilege. But what I will say is that even that went by quickly. That moment that I thought was like the lowest moment and it would be, this is just the end of the world. It wasn't. It will go by. Know that whatever you are doing right now is leading you to something. So even in those moments that are not enjoyable, know that in 5 years, that will not matter. In 1 year, that might not matter. Just keep on doing the inner work so that you know what you are working towards beyond that place. It could even just be telling yourself, I know that I'm capable of more than this. I know that I will do more than this. This is just a moment in time. This is my worth. First of all, it's not tied to a title. It's not tied to where I'm employed. So that's first and foremost. And this is just a speck, a moment in time on the bigger path and picture of my life. So please don't get down in wherever you are. And those are just some thoughts that came to me tonight, because in looking back on where I've been, as I think about where I want to go, I just, you know, really wish I could share that with my younger self and remind myself, one, be comfortable being you. Do you, be you. It is, you are never meant to fit in. You just weren't. You were never, ever. Your path has never looked like anyone else's. Even from the mere fact that you were born on February 29th. This is me talking to myself. Like, I'm not like the others. Like, how many people are born on February 29th? You know what I mean? Like, I'm a leap day kid. I was never meant to fit in. I was never meant to be like the others. And the more that I've embraced that as I've moved forward in my life, the more goodness has come to me. So, still to this day, sometimes it gets annoying and I get annoyed with myself, because when people ask me what I do, my first inclination is to try to sum it up in a neat box for them so that they can wrap their mind around it, because I was groomed for so many years to thrive off that validation. Oh, I work for such and such. Oh, I go to this school. Oh, I'm blah, blah, blah. And, you know, do a like slight flex rundown of my resume. But that doesn't mean anything. That's not who I am. That's not who I am internally. That's, you don't get to get buried with your degrees. Like, what matters is who you are on the inside, what you want to contribute to this world. And that's why I hope you will contribute and live your best life and be yourself, because that's what you were born to be on this earth. So with that, you guys, I'm going to drop this hustle bomb onto the podcast timeline. No intro, no outro, just coming to you straight from the heart. Go into this week hard, all right? Come in with power and know that I'm cheering you on. We're in this together. Just be yourself.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.